I'm Reed.
I'm Austin.
And we are two-thirds
of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So welcome. We'd like to welcome the three audiences who came today. These people in the front row. Yes.
You people over here.
And the cheap seats. Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 231, A Hearty Book Fest. Last week, the Los Angeles Times held its annual Festival of Books, which for years was on the UCLA campus on the west side of town, but this year moved across town to the campus of the University of Southern California, USC. The campus itself is beautiful and smaller than UCLA, so the festival felt more contained and more manageable. It seemed like you could get around more easily to every booth, every exhibit. But it's also in a slightly funkier part of town, near downtown, so the crowds felt a little smaller than in previous years. Our stage this year was on the very edge of campus along noisy Exposition Boulevard, and the chairs for the audience were in the very bright sun, so we had people sitting in the seats. We had some more people standing over to our right under the shade of the trees, and even more people way in the back sitting on the lawn in the shade. So we really had three fantastic audiences that we tried to gather and react as one. And more people joined the crowd as we continued reading than left throughout our reading, which is always a good sign. This was the second year in a row we were asked to read from our published books and scripts, and we were thrilled to return. So we started with an excerpt from The Orange Book, our irreverent reference book, Reduced Shakespeare, The Complete Guide for the Attention Impaired Abridged.
We wanted it to be useful. Does anybody, are there teachers? Yes, you're a teacher. What's your name again?
Maureen
uses it.
Maureen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I thought I recognized her. Maureen uses it in your high school class, right?
Yes, I do.
And
Before she got fired.
Yeah. And do you use this book as a reward for your students or as a punishment?
A little bit of both.
Both. Okay.
Okay, so it has a thousand and one uses, a couple of one uses. I'm just going to read to you a little bit from the Reduced Shakespeare, The Complete Guide. This is William Shakespeare's life story, part one, The Disclaimer. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. That's from Henry V, the prologue. Sit down, children, and we'll tell you the story of William Shakespeare. But first, a disclaimer. Truth in biography laws require us to reveal that all Shakespeare biographies from now on must be displayed in the fiction section of bookstores and libraries. If you found this book on the theater or biography sections, or as is more likely, on the remainder table, you have been the victim of a fraud. There just aren't enough facts known about Shakespeare's actual life to tell you absolutely for certain what he did or when he did it. Shakespeare's life is one of the most exhaustively researched in the history of literature, and new details about the world and people of Shakespeare's times are uncovered every year. Yet scholars still have not uncovered, for instance, Shakespeare's workbooks, rough drafts, love letters to his wife and or mistress, unless you count the sonnets, which for the purposes of this disclaimer, we do not. Airplane reservations in his name, diaries, a third grade class picture with Shakespeare's 9-year-old head balding, gleaming like an Elizabethan dodgeball. Nor has anybody found William Shakespeare's birth certificate? What is Shakespeare hiding? We know some things about him, which we'll identify when we come to them, but by and large, the field of Shakespearean biography is one of conjecture and mighty leaps of imagination. Because so few historical facts exist, biographers must drink deeply of Shakespeare's muse of fire and rise to the brightest heaven of invention. In other words, scholars make stuff up. Otherwise, they got no book. So when we talk about Shakespeare's life story as a story, we're not just being cute, because as you can tell, that's impossible. We call Shakespeare's life story because that's what it is. It's information, speculation, and conjecture, dancing a delightful menage a trois with earrings in one ear and bandanas in back pockets, signaling a deep commitment to fact, but also a willingness to explore other possibilities. William Shakespeare's life story is a tale, in fact, and in our case, told by idiots. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So then, After we did the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged, we did just a little bit of singing, and then we did our next show was the Complete Millennium Musical abridged.
Which was brilliant, and we're not doing anything from it.
Yeah, we're not doing anything from it. It was so popular that everybody said, you know what, you don't need to do a musical again.
That's right. Yes.
So we went back to kind of our bread and butter, you know, cheap props, bad wigs, running around, a reduction of literature, and we wrote all the great books abridged. Every book you should have read in high school, but probably didn't. And in fact, we at the very end, we just do a quick summation of all the books we've done.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do each of our books, and I can encapsulate them in a single sentence.
Really? Can you?
Yes.
You mean
I can?
No, you can't.
You mean like the part we wrote, and we will now read for them? That part? Okay.
And try me.
All right. Let's see. The origin of species.
We came from apes.
Okay. Interpretation of dreams.
I love my mother.
That's it?
No, I really love my mom.
Ew. All right, the Dow.
Well, it was down 300 points for the week.
No, sorry, the Tao, with a T.
The Tao, desire nothing.
Walden.
Simplify your life.
Thus spake Zarathustra.
God is dead.
1984.
Don't trust the government.
Animal Farm.
Don't trust the pigs.
The Feminine Mystique.
Don't trust the pigs.
All right, Silent Spring.
Don't trust big business.
Canterbury Tales.
Don't take a long trip with people who like to tell long, boring stories.
Alice in Wonderland.
Don't do drugs.
On the Road.
Do drugs.
Frankenstein.
Don't mess with nature.
The Odyssey.
Don't write a book in Greek that nobody can understand.
Ulysses.
Don't write a book in English that nobody can understand.
Heart of Darkness.
He dies in the end.
Camille.
She dies in the end.
Sunset Boulevard.
Dies at the beginning.
The Bible.
Comes back to life at the end.
The Great Gatsby.
Rich people are screwed up.
Das Kapital.
The workers are screwed.
Oliver Twist.
The workers are screwed.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The mockingbirds are screwed.
Picture of Dorian Gray.
Don't be so obsessed with youth.
Moby Dick.
Don't be so obsessed with the whale.
Don Quixote.
Sanity is overrated.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sanity is overrated.
Harry Potter.
Just overrated.
Whoa. For whom the bell tolls.
Don't write long sentences.
War and Peace.
Don't write long books.
Star Wars.
Not a book, but Darth Vader is his father.
Citizen Kane.
Not a book, but Rosebud is his sled.
Dianetics.
Not a good book, but people will buy anything.
All right.
Remembrance of Things Past.
I like cookies.
I like a book crowd that gets that joke.
There you go.
Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
Beowulf.
Don't make us read this crap.
Lolita.
Don't be such a pervert.
The Fountainhead.
Don't rely on anybody else.
Death in Venice.
I like that boy, but now I'm dead.
Crime and Punishment.
I killed that guy, but now I'm dead.
Satanic Verses.
I wrote that book. They want me dead.
Bridges of Madison County.
Don't write this crap.
Gone with the Wind?
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn.
That's it.
Yoo-hoo, you did it.
There we are.
Well done, Dominic Conti.
Hi, this is Ian Gomez, and you're listening to the Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast live. Are we live?
Yes.
We're live. Live. Unedited. Hello, Pacoima. That's my worst Larry King I could give you.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In the next 3 months, you can see us in New Zealand for 3 weeks, San Jose, California for 1 week, and Washington, D.C. for 5 weeks. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to this year's Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, where we read from Completely Hollywood Abridged, our latest published script and the show which we'll be bringing down to New Zealand.
In Completely Hollywood Abridged, in under 2 hours, we reduced the 186 greatest movies of all time. And along the way, we learned the 12 critical components of a Hollywood movie.
Yes, because the whole world is addicted to the movies.
So it seems only appropriate to look at Hollywood through a 12-step program.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, well, we have an awful lot of movies to cover in a very short amount of time, but it is vital that we do so because Hollywood is taking over the world. It really is the dominant cultural force of the 21st century.
And an international commodity. Do you know what America America's largest multi-billion dollar export is?
The movies!
No, weapons.
Huh?
But the movies are a close second.
All right.
And movies are so popular because we love to escape, right? I love movies filled with state-of-the-art special effects, like Avatar, or where they use miniatures, or where they make it look like they're climbing up the side of a building by turning the camera 90 degrees.
I love thoughtful, independent, totally unbiased films like Fahrenheit 9/11.
Well, I love to watch actors stretching themselves, you know, doing things they're not necessarily good at, like Clint Eastwood singing, or Keanu Reeves acting. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And so to get things started, here's the first thing you need to know about the movie.
Yes, Hollywood lesson number one.
Write this down.
Every new movie is just a combination of two old movies.
Yep.
I see some people nodding. You guys all knew this. Studios don't want to take any risks.
Because movies are incredibly expensive to make, and that's why every new movie that comes out is either a straight remake of an old movie, Casino Royale, Batman, Karate Kid.
Or a combination of two old movie ideas.
Right, like they combine James Bond and Home Alone and get Spy Kids.
Right.
Or they mix My Fair Lady and Clute and get Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or they mix Unforgiven with The Birdcage and get Brokeback Mountain.
Right. Okay. Right. Whoa, you know what? Gene Kelly could take Dustin Hoffman to Las Vegas in Singin' in the Rain Man.
Yes.
Or Meg Ryan could fake an orgasm for Clint Eastwood when Dirty Harry met Sally.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, Winona Ryder, Dr. Dolittle Women.
No.
Or not.
No, okay. Or not. You know what? This one has Oscar winner written all over it. Kevin Bacon teaches a disabled writer to dance in My Left Footloose.
All singing, all dancing aboard a German submarine, Das Showboat.
Yes.
And here's how we get started. Drew Barrymore and Emma Thompson star in a Jane Austen action movie chick flick,
Darcy's Angels.
Yes.
Thank you.
And if you want to read Darcy's Angels, you'll have to get the copy of the script.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Now here is, we go through 12 lessons about Hollywood. Hollywood lesson number 11 is there are only two movie plots. It's very simple.
That's true.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean?
Well, every movie ever made is either about coming of age or a fish out of water.
No.
Yeah.
Well, talk me through this.
All right. Well, in a coming-of-age story, the lead character begins immature, but by the end, he grows up and discovers what is truly important.
Uh-oh. Hold on. The two movie plots are Boy Meets Girl and the Jesus story.
No. Like Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, coming of age. He finds his destiny.
Wait a second. Luke Skywalker is the chosen one. He's the savior of the galaxy. That's the Jesus story.
No. Now, in a fish out of water movie, the lead ends up someplace he doesn't fit in.
Like Peter Sellers in Being There.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Chauncey Gardner walks on water, for God's sakes. That's the Jesus story.
All right, so wait a second. So E.T. and Beverly Hills Cop are fish out of water stories, but what about The Graduate?
Coming of age.
Boy Meets Girl.
Splash.
Fish out of water.
When Harry Met Sally.
Boy Meets Girl.
The Way We Were.
Goy Meets Girl.
The Crying Game.
Boy Is Girl.
Silence of the Lambs.
Boy Eats Girl.
What about The Godfather?
Coming of age.
The Jesus story.
No!
Come on. Michael Corleone is the chosen one. He's the savior of the family. He's the son of God. Father, think about it.
Okay. So what about Harry Potter?
The Jesus story.
The Matrix?
The Jesus story.
Jesus Christ Superstar?
Fish out of water.
Damn. I thought I had that last one.
You would think.
I really did thought
you
I had it.
You would think.
All right, so we have to. We should move swiftly on. Our latest show, which has not been published actually, is The Complete World of Sports, Abridged.
Every sport ever played on every continent in the entire history of the world in under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
No pressure. So we reduce every aspect of sports, but for now we're just going to take you to this locker room. All right? All right, gentlemen, get in here. Gather around. Take a knee, fellas. All right, gentlemen, listen up. Nobody comes into our house and pushes us around. Unfortunately, out there in the first half, that's exactly what our opponents did. They came into our house and they... Yes?
Sir, they didn't come into our house. They came into our stadium. My house is in Iowa.
Look, I'm just saying what it tells me to say here in the coach's cliche handbook, okay? Now, as I was saying, not only did they come into our house and push us around, they rearranged our furniture, went through our drawers, and put our wife's underwear on our heads. So, yes?
I don't have a wife, sir.
I know, son.
And he's not your son.
Yes, I get that. Thank you. Now, you know what this team needs?
Some good players.
True, but what I was looking for is heart. We just don't have heart.
I have a heart.
Yes, I know.
Me too.
Yes, I get that.
Otherwise, we'd be dead.
Well, you did look kind of corpse-like out there. My point is, you gotta want it. Ladies, you gotta want it bad.
Sir, we're not ladies.
Yes, I know.
And it's badly.
What?
Badly. You gotta want it badly.
What did I say?
Bad. But the correct English is badly. It's an adverb, a part of speech that modifies a verb, often formed by simply adding an ly to the adjective.
You know what else this team needs?
What?
Fewer athletes who actually go to class. But in fairness, having you guys punt on every first down was not the brightest coaching move I ever made either. I just wanted it so bad. Lee. And it says in the coach's cliche handbook that the team that wants it the most wins. Which doesn't make any sense at all now that I think about it. The team that scores the most points wins.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, all right. You know what? Forget about that. Forget about winning and losing.
We forgot about winning a long time ago.
Good. You're halfway there.
Woo.
You know what? Forget about the standings. Forget about the crowd. What's left of them. Just get out there and play like you've never played before, all right? So, offensive line, that means you're going to have to step it up now. Dominic can't complete passes lying on his back. Although, to be fair, even on a good day, he couldn't hit the ocean from the beach.
Sir, I could definitely hit the ocean from the beach.
Well, it's a metaphor.
I don't think that's a metaphor, sir.
More like a figure of speech.
Stop interrupting! This is not a democracy, gentlemen. All those in favor? Good, at least that's settled. You'd be amazed how many audiences do not get that joke. But in a book, yeah. Very good. You're throwing me for a bit now. Yes, son?
Sir, is there any way we can get back to the scene?
Yes. Yes. All right, gentlemen. Yes!
Do you have any idea where we are in the scene, sir?
Yes! I do.
Because you were doing a remarkable job of looking like you did not.
Oh, I do. Since we've been reading everything up to this point, and it's not published, so we're having to memorize. It doesn't matter. Listen, gentlemen, if by some miracle we managed to get through this scene, if by some miracle you guys cross the goal line in the second half, don't dance around and act like jackasses. Just act like you've scored a touchdown before.
But we haven't scored all season.
Pretend, okay? I'm begging you. Just get out there and leave it all on the field. Give me 110%.
Not possible, sir. The maximum effort anyone can exert is 100%.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Poindexter. Fine. Then just get out there and play like there's no tomorrow.
If there were no tomorrow, I'd want to spend my last hours with my family.
Okay.
Me too.
I love your family.
All right. All right, then you know what? You know what? You know what this team needs is a fight song.
Why?
Because every college has a fight song that celebrates the greatness, the glory of athletic competition. You know, even professional sports teams like USC, they have fight songs. Fight songs. If we, the Reduced Shakespeare Company, had a fight song, our fight song could be something grand, something Shakespearean, like, we band of brothers, we few, we happy few, we fight all others for honor, glory too. We band of brothers, we answer freedom's call, stay strong, it's all for one and one for all. Something like that, you know what I mean? See? Thank you, awesome.
Oh, no.
What?
If we're gonna have a fight song, it should have a Y chromosome.
What does that mean?
Thank you, it means it should be short and to the point. What? Fight, 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 kill, 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 crush and maim we will, rip their lungs out, strip their tongues out, leave them all to die.
No.
Break their kneecaps, smash their fingers, bring the pain and make it linger, make them cry, no, make them die, oh, this is my reduced fight song.
Well, all right. No, you're right. It had a lot of fight.
Thank you.
Not a lot of song, I didn't think. No, it was three notes. That's not a song.
You guys are way overthinking this.
What do you mean?
A good fight song ought to be uplifting and just really simple, you know?
Like?
Something like, we gotta go out right now and win the game, or else our lives will never be the same. But now all our athletes proudly take the stage, we up in the stands proudly refuse to act our age. There's nothing we love more than our sports and ball. We rally behind our champions, warts and all. With all of our might, we're strong. Sing right along. Everyone sing our reduced fight song.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that was really, nice. Really good. Yeah, it sounded a little like some other fight songs I've heard, but it's good.
It's better than fight, 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 kill, kill, kill.
Well, back off, pretty boy. Don't make me crush you musically.
Yeah, bring it, old man. I'll hit you so hard your hair will grow back.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You know what? Reed, do that thing you were just doing.
Fight, fight, kill, kill?
Yeah.
I thought you hated that.
I do, but humor me.
Fight, fight, fight,
fight, kill, kill. Kill. All right, that's good. All right, Tom, kill, you do
fight,
your thing.
Fight,
you do
fight,
your thing
kill,
right
kill,
now.
Kill,
we gotta go
kill,
out.
We
right,
band the brothers. We happy few. We fight all others for honor, glory, too. We band the brothers. We answer freedom's call. Stay strong. It's our for. That was very good.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like a quartet.
Just like.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your hearty book fest via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, defender of the written word and soon-to-be-published author Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Robin Shawl. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Ian Gomez from Cougartown, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 231 693rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So until the next time, the only thing left to say is that I'm Austin.
I'm Dominic.
I'm Reed.
And from all of us here at the Reduced Shakespeare Company,
there's nothing we love more than our sports and ball. So rally behind, we champions, warts and all. With all of our might, we're strong. Sing right along. This is the end of our reduced fight song.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.